This is the visualization exercise. So what I'd like you to do at first is bring to mind what the challenge is that you wish to face. And bring to mind also the summarized statement, I will, I want. And rehearse that in your mind. Bring back to mind the qualities that define you. Bring back to mind a shorter list of all your accomplishments, challenges you faced. Bring back to the mind the sensation in your body when you achieve these accomplishments, the pride, the determination, the exhilaration. And bring back to mind what it is you know about yourself from all of these things. Let that image, those sensations, those truths crystallize for you. Now bring your challenge to mind, knowing that there are certainly always, in the beginning, worries, apprehensions, resistance, avoidance to anything new or difficult, which defines a challenge. See those worries, those doubts, those apprehensions outside of you, embodied outside of you, in a character, and see the words, the messages that they're trying to create. Could be messages like, I can't do this, you're too weak, you can't be successful, whatever they are. See those worries and doubts. This external character is trying to make you believe. You and I both know you've been treated badly by healthcare professionals, cajoled, mismanaged, lied to, not heard, minimized, dismissed. And all of these experiences, let alone being restrained, forcibly confined, have made the experience of getting injections and blood draws very challenging. But now, little by little, we're going to approach the various aspects of this so we can break down and recondition the past learning. Together we can approach this in a way so you can develop new associations with getting blood work, immunizations, and medical procedures. But we're going to take it slow and gradual so you can build successes along the way. So now, think of your challenge. Bring it to mind. Making sure it's measurable, small, attainable. Notice the sensations in your body and use your breathing. Use the images of you, the accomplished you, all the things you've done to come to closer to you, with you, comforting you. See the qualities you know about yourself. Show yourself that compassion you desperately need and always needed. Anyone needs. Acknowledge, yes, this feels uncomfortable. Yes, there's resistance. Yes, there's worry. There's doubt. But just like any other accomplishment, you'll take it in bits and pieces, one step at a time. So this particular isolated step, this challenge, focus on that alone. Notice the worry, the doubt, the apprehension, the resistance, the avoidance. Bring compassion to those experiences, to those sensations in your body. As you bring the image of this challenge to mind, bring the sensations to mind, become more aware of the thoughts around this challenge, more aware of the thoughts around avoidance or resistance, more awareness around old beliefs that you took forward with you, that were internalized and reinforced by some well-meaning people and some misguided people, that you're somehow different, wrong, broken, freakish, whatever it might have been. Notice those old beliefs. And then focus on this contained, small piece of a goal that you're focused on. And bring all those accomplishments back to mind. The things you know about yourself. Bring back to mind the sensations that come with accomplishment. The synthesized knowledge of what you know about yourself. I will. I can. I want to. So with the full awareness and acceptance and compassion for the anxiety, the doubt, the resistance, the avoidance, all of that in mind, bring this challenge closer to mind. Focus on it. See it. Feel it. Stay with it. Knowing you can do this. You've done so many other things that are more difficult, more challenging, in different ways perhaps. See your challenge, stay with it. It's okay to feel worried, apprehension, anxiety in your stomach, in your chest, in your head. And if those old beliefs, thoughts, or messages try to creep in, you can move them off to the side. You don't need them right now. This right here, this peace, bring to mind what you know. I will, I want, I can. Stay with the image, the sensations, the feelings of the challenge. See the challenge there before you. See the resistance, the avoidance, the anxiety. See the old messages and move them aside. Be mindful, accepting and compassionate of the anxiety, of the worry, of the doubt, of the judgment, and just gently move it aside. Stay with the challenge, notice the feelings, be accepting of the anxiety, the worry, the doubt, compassionate, tolerant, aware. See the challenge and the knowledge, I will, I can, I want to. Breathing deeply. In to 7, out to 11. See yourself staying with it. Staying with the challenge. Weathering the storm. The same determination you brought to dance performances. The same determination you brought to exams, difficult classes. The same determination you bring every day as you go to your new job. This determination is with you. So staying with the challenge, see it, feel it, hear it. Notice the doubt, the resistance, the worry. Be compassionate for it. Accepting, tolerant, make space for it. Breathe through it. Stay with it. Now let the anxiety, the resistance, the avoidance, and the fear wash away. with the waterfall, with the mudslide. Let it simply wash aside, wash away. See yourself with the challenge, having stayed with it, having been with it, having been compassionate, accepting, and tolerant of all the many different sensations, emotions, having been truthful and honest, accepting of all of it. Stay with it. Feel the pride. Feel the strength. Feel your posture grow stronger. See the challenge you faced now in your mind. As you face this challenge, what is the one thing that you're most proud of? That you're most pleased with and happy about with this experience? Bring that to mind. What is one thing you've learned about yourself from this experience in facing this challenge? And what is one thing, when you face the next challenge, you'll remind yourself of? And take a moment now to think of your next challenge. And it could be a slight variation of this challenge. It could be the same challenge. Just bring that to mind. And allow that to crystallize in the knowledge of I will, I want, I can. Completing that sentence. In each and every day, as you practice this in small ways and in bigger ways, throughout the day, as you go about your day, sometimes setting explicit time aside, sometimes just weaving it into your daily routine. But most importantly, constantly acknowledging the small successes. This is critical. This is so important. Acknowledging the small successes that are unique to you, not caring what anyone else can do or is able to do. But these are the small successes along your journey that are meaningful to you. So now, as we draw this exercise to a close, you can open your eyes and return back to the room around.